The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We were talking about Wimbledon and the demise of the line judges, but there's a better story coming out of Wimbledon when it comes to an Irish influence. Patrick McCabe, good evening to you, sir.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Patrick, I was mentioning earlier that Wimbledon for me meant that that was the one time of the year that I'd try and play tennis as a young lad because we'd be swept up in it being on the telly. Did you have that when you were younger?
I did. I don't know how old you are, but I'm 60. So I go back to the 70s. And I remember Bjorn Borg and John McEnroe and them playing on the BBC. And remember only having RTE and BBC One. And it was the only sporting event we saw in the summer. So, yeah, Wimbledon's very, very, very exciting for me.
But from a technical perspective and from a coaching perspective, you didn't have any of that at that stage, did you?
No. Well, as a child, are you saying?
Yeah, well, you know, as you're growing up, like you were never formally coached or you never kind of had a good insight into how the game works.
No, I played hurling, GAA, soccer, as a child in Dublin in school, and then never played tennis because only the posh people played tennis. People in Walkinstown didn't play tennis.
Not a Walkinstown thing. You moved with your brother to Australia in 1997. When did you meet Irene?
87.
When did you meet Irene?
I met Irene in, James, when were you born?
2003.
2001. Okay. Well, we'll come to James in a minute, James. I'm glad you were able to answer that question on behalf of your dad. And obviously, you'd established your life down under and then kids came along. When did you decide you wanted to be a tennis coach?
No, I never decided I wanted to be a tennis coach. When James was born, when he was 2.5, where we rented, and we actually still rent in Rockdale in Sydney, just near the airport, there was a tennis court, and I brought him down when he was 2.5. He just showed some aptitude to tennis and went from there.
So, James, this is a good time to bring you in. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. Yourself?
I'm good. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us because it is a busy day for you. Because when are you taking to the court in Wimbledon?
Tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. on court 11. So it's a bit overwhelming. So I'm just getting my bearings and just excited and ready to go.
Well, happily talking about Walkinstown, we'll keep you grounded. That's the one thing about that part of Dublin that will always happen. James, when did you realise that you loved tennis?
First picked up the racket, I loved it, but I had to do so much when I was younger, so there was a lot of times that I put down the racket for multiple years, and just when I was 16, and then COVID hit, and then dropped the rackets again until after COVID and when Australia opened up, and everyone knows how tough lockdown was, especially for Australians. And when that finished, and then I started travelling, and that was basically my first time overseas, apart from going to Dublin once when I was younger.
Wow. Okay. So literally, you had never travelled, and certainly not in the way that you're doing right now. How important was your dad in learning tennis?
He was everything in learning tennis. He always brought me down to the court. He sacrificed a lot, and it's starting to come together now. So hopefully, I can keep going and see how far I can go.
You said you played hurling. And you said you played a few other sports, Patrick. But how did you teach yourself tennis?
Oh, YouTube. Well, I had no money. I was a labourer in Sydney. My wife wasn't working, so we just barely making ends meet to pay the rent. And James was in school. Luckily, he was a very talented swimmer as well, and he ended up getting a scholarship into a private school in Sydney. Where we then found out he was pitch perfect in music, so he ended up playing the flute in the orchestra, piano, singing in the choir, and
so hang on, there's a backup career to tennis here. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, he's a very talented, and he finished school as well. He wasn't homeschooled or no schooled. He went to school. He was in school at 5:30 every morning for his swimming. And then I think James is better to talk to the school.
Go on, James, to be fair, that sounds like you have got lots of different things that you found that you're good at, but tennis is the one that you've chosen.
Yeah, definitely. Tennis is the one for me, and I'm just grateful that put all the hard work and everything and everyone sacrificed so much, and it's starting to come together now. It's every tennis player's dream to play Wimbledon, so I'm here now. I'm playing tomorrow. It's like a dream come true, but hopefully this is only the start.
Well, look, I wish you the best. Look, you're 21 years of age. You're representing Australia via Walkinstown, so there's a little bit of Irish there celebrating with you, but good luck representing your country tomorrow. It's an incredible story for you and for your dad. Really, really wish you the best of luck tomorrow.
James is Irish. James has an Irish passport.
So oh, have you? Oh, we can, oh, good man, James. So we can claim you. That's what, you know, so we just didn't want to claim you unnecessarily. So you're.
Oh, no, he's Irish and proud Irish. As well as
allow me to adjust all headlines on the Newstalk website over the course of the next few days. James Fernandez McCabe, representing Ireland and Australia tomorrow at Wimbledon. The very best luck, and thank you so much as well to Patrick McCabe, his dad, and good luck to Irene, his mom, as well. What a brilliant story. Isn't that just incredible? And you think of just the sacrifices that all parents make for the sport, and occasionally you hear a story like that. It's just fantastic. Thank you so much to both of them for joining us on the line from London.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.